So, last week didn't go too well. And in thinking about it afterwards, part of it was the gals that were here had no background. And so they were, well, I don't know, what? I guess I worried too much about that and what I was doing, so I didn't put it across too well. The problem is, since I've only got you two on here, and I've talked about this with both of you.
He also has Susan on there.
What?
He also has Susan on there. Susan is on, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I thought she got off because she was driving. Oh, she can listen. Well, the problem is several fold, and one of them is, as long as we've been talking about it, none of you know anything about loner body, do you? If you do, I'm willing for someone to tell me something about loner body and what is its place or position in your life. What the hell is this loner body shit all about?
Well, I think what I'm operating on loner body is it is a, like you've said, I'm going to use a couple different things here. What we've said before is like it's starter material, but I've also seen it as a framework, a physical framework that upon which I can bring forth into expression this, what do you want to call it, my well, who I really am. What I've had a tendency.
No, never mind. I started to ask you a question.
Okay. I was just going to say, well, what I have done in the process of 40 years is I have associated myself, focused so completely on this loner self, and with that, the loner memories, the loner self, the loner body, loner memories, loner feelings, and I have mistook or believed that that is who I am, and so I've started living pretty much exclusively out of that identity on a day-to-day basis. But that's not what really me. But I don't know anything else, and so I haven't really what? I don't know what. I haven't, I guess, focused on anything else.
Well, I guess the most important thing about all of that is you ever considered that everything you know and everything you believe you've done and experienced has nothing to do with you.
Only recently begun experiencing that as you, thinking about that as you brought it up. It's not only mind blowing; it's really self blowing in a way. Yeah.
You see, you just say, "Yeah, it doesn't mean anything to you." And the reason it doesn't mean anything to you because you still continue living your loner self. And you talk about these things. You've never.
Yes, I think so.
You've never really considered the impact of that in yourself and life.
Right. Truly haven't considered it. Yes, that's true.
But you aren't even willing to consider it now.
I am willing to consider it now. I'm like having a, I don't know what. How do I say this? It's like, it's like in the midst of sensing that everything I sense is not me, and then I don't know, I guess trying to figure out how to get a handle on what is.
Well, how would you go about doing it?
solely on, I guess, what I seem to think I've heard in the last couple of weeks is that living only those things that I am, the actions, only those actions I am truly proud of, would give me a beginning sense of myself as other than just loner everything.
How? Why? Would? When?
Well, let me see. Now, living though, okay. So, living only those things I am truly proud of, those are things that I'd be willing to live forever and ever and ever.
Who says?
As I get into the. Huh?
Who says?
I wouldn't live. Well, I'm saying I wouldn't live anything that I wouldn't be truly proud of.
I don't agree with you.
So let me see, you're saying that I would live and make effort to live forever and ever things that I am not truly proud of.
Didn't say that.
Okay, what'd you say?
You said that you would only live those things you were proud of, and I said I didn't agree with that. And you see, you fall right back into language. If I disagree with that, then you're saying that I would be willing to live things that I'm not proud of. I didn't say that.
All right. You didn't, that's true, you didn't actually say that.
And that's language crap, which gives you no alternatives. Therefore, as long as you are languaging in that regard, you can't get off of the struggle you're in. You would say, well, okay, but I'm not living myself, but there's nothing I can do about it in that regard. So we'll just sit here and talk about it.
I guess, that is what I do, yeah. I talk about it. But I talk about it from my loner self thinking about it.
That's right. And that doesn't get you anywhere except more bounded to your loner self. And body. That didn't help you.
So it seems to be a matter of switching something or starting from something that is other than what I am, or something like that.
Why? Then you're back into language again. You want to create an image or picture of something other than you and then try to cause that.
Well, not cause that, but...
Don't justify your answer. You can't come back to me having created that image with anything other than whatever you would do would be an attempt to cause that. And then you'll mush around and say, no, I would live it emergently. But you mean by then having a picture of the outcome, you're not living by emergent anymore. You're living only by cause and effect.
Yeah, with the outcome in mind, right. Oh, yeah.
You want to jump in here, Pat?
I'm having lots of fun letting Andrew for a moment be on the hot seat.
The
slippery slope, how easy it is to slide back into language. And I've been, too, thinking about it a whole pile, and... Karen and I were talking about it yesterday, I think it was, when we were out for a walk, and my life from the outside probably won't look any different as I live that which I'm proud of, and I don't have to change anything in my life. I don't have to create an image to live to. I just have to get on with my life and live only that which I'd be proud of.
Well, now you talk about it, but you're still trapped.
Why am I still trapped?
All right, Gabriel. What have you done about Gabriel, and how have you, if anything, changed yourself in life? Gabriel is an image or picture. So, how in any way are you living Gabriel any different than you normally have been living?
As you pointed out yesterday, that living Gabriel, I am indeed just living a kind of an enhanced, grander body self. No matter what.
But even in living Gabriel per se, you've set Gabriel as an outcome in any way, or an image of what to live, how to live, what to do, and the way to do it. And in that, then, you're trapped in language.
So when that's actually, I didn't make myself very clear. That one of the pieces that really came clear to me when Karen and I were talking is that I don't change anything, and I am Gabriel. I don't change anything. The only thing that someone might, I could say is different, that I would be living only that which I'd be proud of. And that's not against any image of Gabriel. It's just plain ordinary. That's what I'd be proud of. And through, and in that, I'll be laying down a path that will become evident to me in time. But it's not a path that I look for to follow. It's plain ordinary. No change. I got no image about what I'm supposed to do. It's just plain ordinary living, day to day, moment by moment, as I am proud. That's the way I'm seeing it right now.
But how do you relate to what you're proud of?
It's in hindsight. And if I've engaged in an action that I'm not proud of, I make a mental note and say, well, I'll do something different maybe next time. But there's something about that I wasn't proud of, and I wouldn't want to repeat that.
And well, how and in any way does this have anything to do with selfing?
That has everything to do with selfing.
Well, you tell me.
Well, there is all. Every one of us can only self. And I think what I understood was said a little while ago. There was an encouragement from you, I think I heard, that stop using the term thinking about something or thinking. Substitute the term selfing.
Okay, so I said that. Why did I say, why do you think I said that? We got no response or feedback from all these sayings, so now I'm saying in this, what the hell does that mean?
Well, it means that I believe that giving myself the notion that I think rather than self, I think that traps me in language. It says that I will, in thinking, or what I believe I do when I'm thinking is actually languaging, and I'm probably setting up cause and effect, or at least objective that I will be trying to attain to, in what I consider thinking. And selfing is direct. I believe them that it is living as I am proud, and that is me selfing. I'm expressing and laying out a self as I act.
Well, what the hell has that got to do with Gabriel? Because everything you're talking about is selfing Pat.
That's true. I haven't quite nailed down how to have Gabriel as a point of view or a reference point or an image without setting it up as something grander, greater, and something that I'm going to try to get to.
Why?
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said W-H-Y. Why?
I'm not sure what you're asking the why about.
Your last statement. You couldn't set up Gabriel as something greater and grander that you're trying to get to. And I said, why?
Well, I haven't as said that anything I seem to so far, there is that the notion, I really don't know what Gabriel does. That's part of the problem. So I have no idea other than...
Wait, stop. If you're saying, I have no idea what Gabriel does, you set that up as a doing conclusion or thing or way to do in order to cause that, to cause yourself to be Gabriel. You're trapped.
I understand that, and that's what I said, that my difficulty is trying to get my head around this without setting that up.
Why? Why is there a difficulty in setting it up? I've told you this 20 years now.
Well, I figure it's living only that which I'm proud of, and you convince me that I'm fucked there too because I'm only proud of that. So I don't know. I don't know any way out of.
You don't know any way out of that because you've forgotten and won't deal with in any terms even the things we talked about on Sunday morning. Now I can't stand behind you all the time. You got to remember something I said or forget it all, like the gals that didn't come back.
What I keep on remembering is that even living what I'm proud of, I'm just being Patrick, proud of Patrick. And
that's right. Let's assume that's the case. Then what are you going to do?
If we went over it yesterday, I'd let it slip completely out of my head.
This is why I said I really, really, really don't have the time and energy to keep going. I do Monday nights because, whatever reason, I get to air some of these things and see what reaction I get. But how many times have I told you in 1948, when I decided to write a report on an architect, I was an architect in 1948 when I met Frank Lloyd Wright. That was architect to architect. I was already an architect. How many times have I said you can set your goals and then be your goals? You can set Gabriel and be Gabriel. You don't have to set Gabriel for Pat to be or to become. Gee, I think I've said that before, haven't I?
Vaguely familiar.
So why can't you say and acknowledge you are Gabriel? You don't have to acknowledge, oh, I'm trying to become Gabriel. I'm trying to find out what Gabriel does so I can do that, so then I'll become Gabriel. you're Gabriel. And when you acknowledge that you are Gabriel, then when everything you do, you do only that which you are proud of as Gabriel. And what I said to you was, you can be Gabriel around the house. You don't have to necessarily, or you can be Gabriel, but you don't have to do it outside with your clients. They can still call you Pat. But Pat's just a pseudonym for Gabriel, and you can still live Gabriel in all of this. But you're being that. You're not, but you see, you're still holding on to loner body, loner self, trying to become Gabriel and using all the words, well, I'm not supposed to do that, I shouldn't do that. Well, then you can't get started. And proud of means then, well, Pat's proud of that.
And what have we accomplished with Pat being proud?
I didn't hear you. What?
What have we accomplished, if anything, by with Pat being proud? Not
by doing what?
What have we accomplished by having Pat being proud?
By
aren't we just forcing body identity?
It's not being proud. It's proud of the action.
So that when you are proud of the actions, you are proud of the actions of Gabriel, not proud of the actions necessarily of Patrick. And so the proud of actions relative to Gabriel in that regard affirm to you that you are Gabriel.
So having declared and set Gabriel as who I am, I just get on with living.
What's wrong with that?
I think that's pretty damn neat.
Emergent Gabriel.
Continually.
Well, if that's the case, could you talk to me a bit about selfing? In doing that, aren't you selfing Gabriel?
Yes.
And aren't you selfing Gabriel then in everything you do? You never do anymore, even proud of or anything else. You're not doing proud of to get rid of Pat and to take on Gabriel. You are Gabriel as a beginning in that, like I said, well then, okay. In 1951, I'll just be the best fucking architect I can be. That was my hat. I didn't know what architect, what kind of architect, what to do, when I'll do it, etc. But I did anything and everything that, in that regard, was an expression of being the best architect I could be. And I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. Can I just give you some feedback here real quick?
Yeah.
What you're saying right now, is making more sense to me than it ever has. If you ask me to explain it, I know I'll trip in language, but what you're saying is actually making sense to me. I think I'm beginning to understand that is like living emergent, or something where you start with the action you desire, and you don't have to cause it, or something like that.
Well, when we speak of mind, minding, and all things are data, information, mind, how do those three things relate?
Mind, minding, and all things are data, information, mind. Well, I guess mind itself being data information, minding is simply mind in action. Mind in action is minding.
What are you doing? See, this is the point. We've used the word mind in three entirely different ways, and which is okay. But what do we mean by those three things? What do you, if I use the word mind, if I use minding, if I use data information mind, what the hell does that mean to you? See, I didn't realize nobody understood this shit that we've been going over since when? 03, 02, 01, 98, I don't know. At least that long ago.
Well, okay, when you say mind, I think of the image that I have is an image of just the stuff of the universe that is what everything is.
Okay, that's data information mind.
That's usually the picture I'll start with, yeah.
Okay, then what is minding?
You know, I, honestly, like I said, I think of minding as simply, if I think about you're using it in a different way now, then I guess it's...
I'm not using it in any different way ever. I'm using it in the same way I've always used it. Talk to me. What is thinking? Relative to language, what is thinking?
I guess thinking is holding a certain focus in brain mind, braining, and what? Everything coalescing around that, one after the other after the other.
That's not what you're doing. Relative to language, what is thinking? You're moving language around. You're moving words around.
Oh, okay.
You're moving data and information around. That's minding. That's thinking.
Okay.
So then we can say if everything is data, information, mind, then minding is merely like thinking, moving that data and information around in different contexts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The problem with it is that when you are minding, which we call thinking relative to language, you have to move it around in a given pattern. The pattern of language, the underlying pattern of language.
Yeah.
So you're thinking and moving stuff around, but always keeping it in the same underlying pattern of language.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Well, what might then the relationship be between data information mind, oh, we'll take the mind out of there. We'll make it easy for you. Data information mind and minding and the relationship between data information self and selfing.
I guess data and data information mind and minding.
Yeah.
So that's moving mind stuff, data information around in different contexts, different organizations, different patterns. Whatever.
It's moving what around?
So.
What?
Data and information.
So, mind, or which is that thinking thing that you're doing when we mean braining, what that thing does is, in this context, moves data and information around, and in that, it's minding.
Yeah. Right, I see that.
Is that okay? Now the problem with that is that relative to language, since you only essentially think language, when you move the data and information around, you have to put it on a underlying pattern of language in order to make any sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense?
No, not when you ask me. That is what I do, but does that make sense? That keeps me very limited in everything, so I don't think that makes sense.
Now, take the same set of concepts of mind, minding, data information mind, and minding. Take the same set of context or concepts and talk about data information self, and selfing. And what have you got?
Well, I have data information self moving around, arranging different aspects, the various aspects of self to, or, that's it. I'm just going to say that. I see the, it's not hard, I just can't say it.
Then if you can't say it, back off. Let's see if Pat and Karen can say it.
It's simply, selfing is moving data, specific data and information above.
Wait a minute. You're gonna get stuck with data and information because that's mind, that's thinking, that's languaging. Can't you just say it's moving various selves around?
Oh, selves around. That's interesting.
You got past lives, you think you've lived before, you got all this crap that we talk about, or even if you're living a loner body, we can say, well, wait a minute, look at that DNA. Those are all your ancestors, everything. So can't selfing just be moving selves around?
Interesting point, yeah.
And comparing oneself against another, or creating a provenance for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with Patrick, if we add Gabriel, can't he then in selfing just compare, let's say for the moment, Pat and Gabriel? Can't he just move these around and see what their juxtaposition allows him to see or know or understand about life?
And similarly bring in a samurai and see what it shows about life.
That's right.
Oh, interesting.
What did you think all this was about? So everything you're doing, all I've said is, when you're thinking, let's say for the moment, you're living Patrick thinking about the universe or whatever you're thinking about. Well, can you not be then selfing and be thinking only about self?
Sure. I guess I just didn't really say to myself all these, what, parts and aspects are self, different selves. That makes sense.
So, no matter what you're doing, you're selfing.
Yeah, right.
You're Andrewing. You don't do anything that is not Andrewing, which means then you're only living your data information loner body or self. Can't you choose Anno and move Anno around and self yourself is Anno and live and experience that self?
I think that's exactly how it works, in fact, yes.
So then Patrick can do the same thing. He can self Gabriel for a while.
Well, in fact, as you mentioned it, I think this is what we've been doing in some way or
but
another.
But it's all wrong.
Yeah.
That's narcissistic.
That's
ego. That's everything that everybody says, frigging, don't do that. Don't be so goddamn selfish. What makes you think that the world revolves around you? And yet you won't come back and say, of course it does. It doesn't have any choice. I am the center of my universe. Everything I do is self. That's selfness, not selfish. You beginning to understand that? Supposing that Patrick said, wait a minute, Andrew, I'm Gabrieling, and I can't do anything else but Gabriel. And that's not selfish, that's Gabriel. What the hell's wrong with that?
Well, nothing. Nothing, in fact.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think the Christians would object if Patrick said, I'm Jesus? I'm just like Jesus. And everything I'm doing is Jesus. I'm just Jesusing here.
I not only think they would, I've heard them do it. So,
of course they have. And I've talked to enough of them about that. You understand any of this, Patrick?
I believe so, yes.
Does Gabriel understand any of this?
Actually, Gabriel's listening. Intently.
So that means then that what's wrong with taking on a new identity? I asked you about 5, 6, 7 years ago, who were you before you were born? We know who Karen was, Miss Livett there. So she's taken on a new identity. She's Karen. Now she's living Karen. But she took that on only because her parents, in a sense, forced her to take it on.
How's that?
Because you took it on. They named it. That was the body, and they named it and said, this is who you are. And since you accepted that, and accepting that, then you accepted yourself as Karen.
Okay, yeah, I misunderstood you then. I thought you said they forced me.
They did, because that's the only body they gave you.
They forced me to be Livett or to be Karen?
To be Karen.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, I got confused.
Now, our question here is, we can't be too sure that Livett is not an eternal self of Karen and not really the self that you esteem being. Because what you did is you expanded your concept of Karen into Livett. So even Livett then, as I have said this many times, that as long as you're living your loner body, no matter what you do or how well you do it, you're still doing a loner body stuff, and that ain't you. So it isn't going to have a real meaning for you. Is this okay? Well, it's going to get weirder before the night's over.
I think we're doing okay here. You're definitely doing fine. All right.
I got a question. It'd be a short question. Could you expand the concept of loner body self to the universe? What would you perceive?
I would perceive a loner universe to get me started in.
What did you say?
I said I would perceive a loner universe to get me started in.
What would that be?
Well, I guess that would be a, I guess it would be an environment that I relate with and to, but it's not actually the universe of myself. gets me started in relating.
Well, let's. I didn't want to go here yet, but since I brought it up, I guess I'll. No, I'll hold off. Okay. You go ahead and finish whatever you were going to say.
I did.
Done. Do you want to add anything to that, Patrick?
I got a question.
Okay.
And that is it, is there a true self-identity?
No. Yeah, you didn't like that answer, did you?
I didn't hear an answer.
I said no, N-O.
Oh, I assume that to be true. That doesn't bother me at all.
So, in that regard, then, does that give you a better idea of selfing?
Yes.
Does it give you a better idea of particular universal?
Yeah.
All right. As long as I've gotten two yeses out of you, let's see if you can go this far. Can you consider that the universe did not create life? And the alternative with that was, would you be willing to consider that life created the universe?
I think I can say that. I realize that as I'm saying that, I do have a problem.
Well, tell me.
You know, one thing I guess I could say is I honestly would have gone the other way because, the universe...
Wait. I asked you, can you consider this, and you said yes, and now you're saying I would go the other way. I don't want an alternative. I want you to talk about it. If you say you can consider it, then consider it. Hell, no sooner do you get started than you destroy your start. Look, everybody thinks there was a Big Bang start of the universe, and then the universe eventually created life. No! Life created the universe.
Why? I got a question for you, though, Roger.
Okay. If you stay on subject.
I will. I want to talk, in considering this, I want to consider life and talk about life. But I don't know how to do that.
Of course you don't. So what? Does spirit create physical, or does physical create spiritual?
I was going physical creates spiritual.
But you would have said, as a good Catholic, that spiritual creates physical, and then puts it into an opposition. I'm merely...
would have done that.
Yes, right. And now I'm really doing the same thing, but not putting it into an opposition. Why could you possibly ever consider that life would create the universe? Talk to me about that. Pat and Karen can chime in, and Susan cannot.
I don't know what life is that you're talking about.
What difference does it make? You don't know what God is, but you would have said God created the universe.
Well, we're getting a little wise to some of this now. Roger, I do. I want to consider it. I just realized I don't have words or description for life, I don't think, unless I talk about...
Why do you have to have words for life? Just say life. Life, 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 life. Life created the universe. Why might that be? Talk about that. You don't have to... I didn't ask you to describe life. Didn't ask you to tell me what it is. Don't give a shit.
Really? Oh.
The first and very first thing you must consider is that if life created the universe, there cannot be a Big Bang.
The Big Bang meaning the beginning of this whole shooting match.
What did you think Big Bang means? Right.
Just making sure I'm on track with what you're saying, that's all. I think it means the beginning of things.
Why?
I think the beginning, the Big Bang is looked at as the beginning of life and the universe all in one.
What?
I think the Big Bang means the beginning of life and the universe all in one is normally the way it's taken. So we're saying different than that. We're saying life existed before the universe.
Well, now, isn't that an important discovery? Did life create, if life, if we're saying this, then we can say life existed before the universe. What's wrong with that? God existed before the universe. Everybody said so. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I can answer the question if it's okay. I mean, you know, simply because, much like, I'm looking at this much like we've dealt with spirit and no one can tell you anything about spirit, so we're just making something up to fill in a gap.
So what? We're not asking you to describe life, and I'm not asking you to describe spirit, and I'm not asking you to describe God. I said, are you willing to say that life created the universe? Then talk about it from that point perspective.
Okay, so life created the universe means life is other than the universe, and life preceded the universe. And,
But I gave you a lot of other things before this to relate to. I said, could you expand the concept of loner body self that we have been talking about to the expansiveness of the universe? What's going on between you as a spiritual or something being given as a come alive gift, a physical body, self, and life, so that the spirit that is you, using all these religious words, could come alive? Is it possible that life then created the universe so it could come alive?
Oh, interesting. Oh, I see what you're doing there.
Yeah. So that life could have form? So that life could exist in a responsive, reactive, accommodating environment. What? Is this too is this crazy for you, Patrick? Karen?
No, this is absolutely mind-blowingly fascinating.
But why can't you take everything you could think about as a loner body and expand that to universal and say the exact same things about life creating the universe so that it could take form, so that life could come alive, so that life could participate with other individuals, so that life could live in an environment of certainty? Could we then say in this that it would accommodate life in that way? Can we then say, well, gee, maybe that great environment, that world or universe within me ain't so accommodating? Maybe that environment in me is not responsive. You think it is, but maybe it's not. Maybe the only responsive is the environment outside of you. Maybe then life created a universe outside of itself so that it could take form, so that it could be known, so that it could participate, so that life could come alive. In the same way, then, could you create a self so that you could come alive? And could self have be then a reliable environment?
Oh, interesting.
Patrick? Karen?
Why is the body not a reliable environment?
What?
Why is the body not a reliable environment?
You tell me. Your emotions and attitudes and doings and happenings and thinking are all over the map.
Mm-hmm.
There's no environment within you that is reliable. So that the world that you create within you is a totally unreliable world because it's subject to every emotion and feeling and belief and whatever that comes down the pike. No reliability there, but a universe that only reacts to your actions is completely certain and reliable. And always accommodates you.
A whole new meaning now of Carter.
You see?
Yeah.
Maybe there, wait. Could there then be a whole new meaning to you? Could there be a whole new meaning to particular universal? Could you be life personified? And you get to personify yourself in a reliable universe any way you want to?
Isn't it accurate to say that I am life personifying?
Personified what?
Is it accurate to say that I am life personifying?
Personifying, yes. But doesn't that change everything about you? That's selfing. You're re-personifying yourself through selfing. Gabriel, Patrick, whatever.
Wow.
Wow, what? Doesn't that just ordinarily follow? Isn't that apparently self-evident to a certain degree, that everything that we say about loner body and the relationship between, well, we would say, if you're not your body, yourself, everything between about the relationship between self and body is no different than self and the universe. I mean, life and the universe, or life and various self forms in the universe. And if life itself in that regard, could you not understand life as data information that is of a different form? Then it can't be a singularity that explodes, because that would destroy all forms of life. So it can't expand from a Big Bang. So if we can't get rid of the Big Bang, there is no way then that life can create the universe. But we don't have a Big Bang. Life reigned the universe. Life adjusted data and information to then reign the universe in a accommodating, responsive way. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
And when we speak of you, we don't mean any crappy little image you have of you. We mean you are life itself.
So when years ago, when we talked about the quiescent mind, and that was unformed data that was moving but not moving, and had not yet formed and coalesced.
But could you then say that life moved this quiescent mind to create the universe?
Yes.
Oh, and can't we say that even if you can't explain to me what life is, but you can explain the actions of life in this way? And if you can explain the actions, if you can't tell me what self is, but you can explain the actions of self in this way. You can't tell me who you are, but you can tell me about the actions of who you are. Can you not? What's wrong with that? That fulfills all the requirements. But it changes everything 180 degrees. And it becomes self-evident as long as you're willing to take the smallest thing, like any quantum concept at all, the smallest thing, and say that is the very foundation of the whole universe. Well, let's take loner being as a small quanta or quantum being in that regard and blow it up. It becomes life. You are life itself. And if you are life itself, do you not take on then form? Any loner form would do, so that you could be known, take form, participate, come alive, so that you as life could come alive. The point of it is you could come alive so that you could then choose to, like your loner body, regenerate your loner body so that you could come alive as you truly desire. Hello there. Anybody out there?
Is it raining there?
Yeah.
Is it raining in Honolulu?
No, I don't think so. Bye. Anyway, nope.
Well, there, okay, I ran up the flagpole. Let's pursue it.
Holy Dinah.
What?
I said, Holy Dinah.
Well, would you like to create then, let's say, from this kind of perspective, in this regard, a concept or philosophy or religion? Don't like all of those words, but something like that called selfism?
Oh, yeah, I think a lot of people can understand that.
Like Taoism or Taoism is a path, a way to live. Could we talk about selfism as a way to be? Not a pathway, but a way of being, and that you can choose the self you truly desire and be that. You can choose Gabriel for now and then be that, and that self of Gabriel, your being that, would change everything in your life.
Son of a gun, yes.
Now, does any of that seem to be a new message? Or is this just old crap that we're rehashing here? Oh, you've all read about all of this stuff before. Of course! Life, you've heard that dozens and dozens of times. Life created the universe.
Very good, now. Actually, I don't think I've heard that, no.
You what?
Have I heard dozens and dozens of times that life created the universe?
Yeah. You've never heard that.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
When you start with a big bang, you can't have that. And what happened before, what was there before God created the universe? What was there before life created the universe? Life. But life existed and was not alive. Could life then create the universe? Well, wait a minute now. Could you create the self and universe you truly want to be in order to come alive the way you want to? What's wrong with that? Sounds reasonable to me.
It sounds pretty damn straightforward.
Of course.
Yeah.
All we did was we take something that is so obvious and so self-evident that you cannot deny it. And we just expanded the whole concept from a quantum concept to a universal concept. And when you do that, then you get a whole different self-evident view or image of yourself and life.
Yeah, the interesting thing is you're saying it's self-evident because, yeah, just put right out there with my actual experience of life, that seems to fit more easily than anything else I've ever seen.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
What?
Don't give me this fit shit. As far as we're concerned, loner body is self-evident. It is a foundation upon which you can build an indisputable certainty of life. Or not. What?
I'm sorry, just as I'm just thinking this over, yeah. It draws the strength through everything.
It does. And so the same pattern, because you gotta, the universe is a stingy, parsimonious son of a bitch. It doesn't want to do or waste energy. So once it gets a pattern that works, you can count on it, it's going to keep doing it. And whatever I've said to you is whatever happens in the quantum world happens in the worldly universe. It can't help but happen. It's the pattern of the universe. So, life then has created a universe that is so certain that it always accommodates itself. And is so reliable and certain. Remember, years ago, 02, 03, something like that, I talked about infinite patterning. And I wrote 3 or 4, 5, 6 weekly articles on infinite patterning. And what the universe then does is hold the pattern so that it is consistent for you. Can't you then see that in this, then, you can go from loner body to Loner, you could pass through Loner Self and say then that selfing and the Loner Self is the same as, and the universe is of the same pattern. It follows the same pattern. It's only mankind's language that screwed it up, because it said in the language, no, you got to follow the pattern of language. Why? If I wanted to live a language life, I would have followed that pattern. I see self-evident pattern here that tells me that that's what life is really all about doing. You, when I talk about you, and you say, well, what you are you talking about? Now, I've tried to tell you that sometimes I may be talking about, what if there is a you that is as big as life? Could that be particular universal? Could it be even greater than universal? And isn't that then the self you truly desire to be and live? Everybody gone to sleep now?
No.
Could you see this concept of life creating the universe be the same as physical, spiritual? But they set physical and spiritual into opposition. There is no opposition between life created the universe so that it would have a reliable, accommodating environment. Wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me that in the same way we could say spiritual created the physical in order so that spiritual would be able to come alive and have a reliable, accommodating environment to exist in?
I think you could say that. Mm-hmm.
But religion fucked it all up. Well, anybody have anything to say?
I think that's just mind-blowingly fantastic, and I think I'm going to, just a minute, draw those words back. Gabriel's message is morphing.
I have no idea what you're saying or where you're going or what you're not
saying.
But
my mind is darting all over the place.
Well, dart.
I'm thinking of all the entrenched thinking about the Big Bang Theory.
Then listen, if you're thinking about all these, talk to me. Say something. Don't stop. You know, it's like stream of consciousness or whatever. Then say those things. Don't stop to put them into some formal language pattern which screws everything up. Just talk at me.
Oh, I'm just talking at you. There's all these things and people and actions and activities out there that now I have a perspective that stuff looks bewildering. Like, how could they do that?
Talk about not why did they do it, how did it come out, where they screwed up, and all of that. Talk to me about what we're saying. How does that free you? How does that change your whole concept of yourself and life?
Well, first, it gives me a vast sense of my who I am. I mean, at the ground level of my being, I guess. It just blow. Yeah, I don't know. It just. I don't know how to say it. I'm just saying, like, it just gives me a huge, vast sense of who I am, but. As a start, I don't know what I'm doing that right now.
Well, you want to quit and then you all think about this? Don't you remember when I said to you, let's just see if I can get this across now. What if God didn't create the universe, life created the universe? What if you are life itself? Are you then a condition of godness?
That's the way. That's one way to get around it. Yeah.
Get around what?
I mean, I'm saying I think it can be even bigger than that, but that's one way to start talking about it or conceptualizing it.
Talk to me.
Okay, I'll talk to you by saying, I have no specifics on that. I can't say anything specific at the moment.
Okay, don't say anything. Patrick, you want to say anything? Otherwise, we'll hang up.
Well, let's hang up. This is mind-boggling.
How is it mind-boggling? It's freeing.
It is.
It gives you a freaking image of yourself you've never had before. And whenever I say you, that's who I'm talking about.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now do you understand when I say you are even greater than particular universal?
Yeah, I'm beginning to.
You see? Okay, yeah, we'll hang up early. We'll hang up early tonight. I got other things I can say, but there's no sense in saying them until you digest some of this.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Good night for now. Good night, Karen.
Good night for now, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.